Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Fuck everything right now sucks.
Yeah, what is that? Fuck everything right now sucks.
Ferns.
Feel the ferns.
That's the name of the episode. Feel the ferns.
Not Chili's and Millie's.
Maybe that's the cold open now. Chili's, I'm writing it down as an option.
Chili's and Millie's, feel the ferns. All right, everybody, welcome to episode 51 of season 2 of the Brews and Bruins podcast, the Hockey Podcast Network podcast, presented by Bruins Diehards. Oh, wonderful stuff.
I have no internet. I can't get the DraftKings ad.
We'll put it in post.
No, I'll get it right here. Just keep going, Chris.
All right. Yeah, as we mentioned, it's one of them Hockey Podcast Network podcasts. I'm Chris Gear. I'm here with Drew Johnson and Nick Lanciani. And we're in the same room.
Woo!
Get me out of here.
What's up, guys?
Oh, you know, stuff. What does this mean for the Leafs?
Yeah, so it's... as we're recording, it's Memorial Day, Monday. Nothing important happened except for the Leafs getting eliminated from the playoffs. And that was kind of cool. Other than that, you know, not a lot to talk about.
Nothing else happened. Exactly nothing.
And Drew...
What are you drinking?
Drew needs more time. All right. So... You know, we all met up at a brewery beforehand, and we have none of those beers represented here, but I did pick up some beers from the new Treehouse location in Deerfield.
DraftKings.
Go for it.
Round two is no joke.
Oh my god, you're scrolling through it sideways.
This is where we separate the pretenders from the contenders. Get some skin in the game with DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports. They are offering free-to-play pools every day of the basketball playoffs, offering players a free shot at $10,000 in total prizes each day. The best part is, it's free-to-play. Feel
the
sweat like never before in DraftKings free-to-play pools. They're easy to enter. Just download DraftKings app, go to pools, and choose from a wide variety of free contests for an opportunity to win cash prizes. All you have to do is answer a handful of questions, such as, you know, if who's going to score first, who's going to score the most threes, all that and more. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings app, none of those fake ones, the one that is top-rated, and use promo code THPN, N as in Nancy, when you sign up to get your free shot at up to $10,000 in total prizes every day of the basketball playoffs. Hit the DraftKings pools page to get your free shot at huge cash prizes. That's promo code THPN.
Thippin.
For a limited time, only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for all of the details.
So we're all hanging out. We got our beers with us. As I mentioned before, Lancey's here. Cam couldn't show up, so we made Lancey drive all the way down here.
I am now known as Cam. Cam, you're fired.
It turns out it's a lot harder to fill in for Cam when you can't just, like, sub somebody in on a Zoom call. You have to make them drive.
Good news, I have literally nothing else to do. So.
Right. Well, thanks for showing up. Yeah, I grabbed some beers at Treehouse beforehand, and... yeah, we watched the end of the Leafs Habs game at Chili's because it's the only bar in my town that's open right now. And I am drinking a Hello Western Mass from said Treehouse Brewery, and that seems very apropos. It's good. I like it.
It's good. It's a field goal.
Yeah, it's on the taste scale. It's not like super flavorful, but it's got some really nice subtle notes that I like. So I'm going to give it a 32. And drinkability very high for an American IPA. 31.
Hell yeah.
It's a very good beer.
I'm going to pound it. Pound it!
Oh, I hate that.
Drew's energy to come down 10 notches.
Drew, what you drinking?
Oh, I am also drinking something from a treehouse. Not necessarily the brewery, but a treehouse that I found up here.
In the tree.
Drew had many ciders at Chili's, so this is the energy.
I don't know if you have the receipt, but it was something like 5. Six.
Might have been 6.
Might have been 7. I might have gone Espo.
We lost track after 4.
I lost track way earlier than 4.
Very true.
We are excited that you are holding Treehouse Brewing Cup. Okay. It's their flagship, apparently.
Yeah, it was Julius.
Julius!
Not Caesar.
It's an IPA, 6.8%. Brewed in Massachusetts, as Treehouse beers tend to be. I think all of them, actually, in Massachusetts.
Would you look at that?
All right, taste. I don't taste a damn thing. Maybe that's because of all the ciders I fucking have, but tastability is about 2% right here. So 2 out of 37. What's 2% of 37?
Somewhere like 7.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with that. And drinkability to fucking 37, because I can't taste a fucking thing right now.
Oh my god, Drew.
Drew is feeling it.
Oh, now I taste it. Okay, wait. Tastability more like 10%, which is 1 out of 37. Why am I going percentages?
I don't know. It's 3.7, so right. Give it a 4.
There you go.
He's thinking face-off win percentage and stuff. I've got in my hand relative of Travis Green, because it's just called Green, so... There's that. It appears to be an India Pale Ale, and it's 7.5% for those of you that enjoy the heavier stuff, which is apparently what I do all the time.
On this podcast especially.
It's like I have to put up with these guys or something. But anyway...
Also, just as we started recording, the air conditioning came on for some reason. It is below 60 degrees outside. I have no idea why.
We don't have to apologize for that. It's fine. I would give this a 37, as always, because, I mean, I liked Travis Green back in the day, and I can't give him a 39 out of 37, so it gets a 37.
There's
no rules, but I play by the rules, okay? I'm that guy that does not break the rules. I had one penalty in my entire deck hockey career.
What was it?
Tripping. And it was one of those, like, it wasn't exactly my fault.
You just dropped your
stick. My stick just happened to be
there,
and then they kind of, like... Yeah, it was, you know, like, there's times when you're like, I meant to do this, and then there's times when it's like, this was just an unfortunate circumstance. So, I only got to serve 1 minute in the box.
So you weren't the kid from Big Daddy, like, throwing the sticks out on the rollerblading path?
No. But I did get to hang out with a former teammate when I was in the box, because he was running the timekeeper thing. I was like, yo, Adam, what's up? Anyway.
Awesome.
I don't know if he listens to this. If he does, how's it going? If he doesn't, then... Well, he should, because
It's the Bruce and Bruins podcast, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network podcast.
He tried. He really tried.
Drew is every bit of Drew in person.
Is that good or bad?
I'm excited that you are still the Drew I know and love in
person.
We
love eccentric stuff.
Should we fucking talk about this game at all?
We don't have to. I mean, Bergie scored a goal, so that was nice.
Let's talk about the third period.
Marshy scored
That's
a goal,
about
so that
it.
Was nice.
Yeah. That Chili's was rocking for those two goals.
Dude, that was actually pretty sick for, like, the 15 people, maybe.
There's
max
a guy that had a Marchand jersey from, like, the 2011-12 season, and I wanted to just shake his hand and be like, this is good.
And then it was a pandemic, and you can't shake people's hands anymore.
Exactly. Well, I mean...
Well, not a pandemic anymore.
Hey, the air AC's off.
Well, like, and so apparently it's cold enough here.
We're vaccinated. I'm assuming that guy was too... Maybe.
None of his friends were wearing Bruins jerseys, though, which kind
of
pissed
me off. That's
why
I wanted to shake that guy's hand.
It kind of made me feel like he made them go out to the Chili's bar to watch the Bruins
right.
game, and they're all like, Brent, not taking us to Chili's again.
Who doesn't love a night at Chili's, other than what I explained earlier, that,
Well, he probably did it to apologize to them.
He's doing wronging all of his friends and needs to bring them to Chili's.
Maybe he was secretly a Leafs fan, knew that the Leafs would lose tonight, and then he had to wear Marchant jersey, and then they, you know, like, maybe they're time travelers. Anything is possible.
At Chili's. The Bruce and Bruins podcast, sponsored by Chili's Bar and Grill.
And don't forget,
Chili's and Miller Lite.
Which is apparently not
Chili's
available.
And Millie's.
Oh my god.
All right, I think we found the episode name.
Yeah, that's our episode name.
Even though we're not drinking Miller Lite.
Do we play Milli Vanilli on our way out, or?
No, we gotta sing it.
Oh, Jesus. I feel so bad for whoever is in the room next to us.
We'll have them on. Yeah. Please welcome the guest from the room next to us.
Yeah.
With noise
yeah,
complaints.
We had like grand plans to like all meet at a brewery and maybe interview a brewer, and turns out nothing's open because no one's been able to hire people. And
I am available.
So maybe pay your employees a little more. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But Chili's was open, and they all seemed to be having some kind of time.
I got the California turkey avocado, whatever it was called. I thought it was good. 37 out of 37.
Yeah.
On what scale?
With the Bergeron scale, of course.
Well, tastability or drinkability, actually, for food.
Yes.
How drinkable
I drank
was it?
My sandwich.
My fajitas were liquid.
No, that's what's happening later.
Oh, Jesus. Cut that out.
Now nothing is cut from a live episode.
Yeah, this is fuck it, we'll do a live.
I'm sorry, we love Chili's, I should clarify. Rescind my statement so that you can get the sponsorship.
I was saying, while we're in the Chili's, nothing is a better advertisement for Chili's than somebody ordering a plate of fajitas at Chili's, because, one, you get the sound, two, you get the smell, and eventually you're going to get the taste, because... You gotta order it too.
I mean, I still want my avocado thing, but you know.
I liked my bacon burger with pepper jack.
Yeah.
Pepper jack cheese, the superior
subbed
cheese.
Subbed in pepper jack for cheddar, which I'm fine
Good call.
With on a burger,
Good
but not like grilled cheese or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Pepper jack. Pepper jack's
pretty
jacked.
I can make a joke about knowing someone named. Anyway, we'll just go on.
I could make a joke about. Never mind.
I know someone named Colby, and then their middle name's Jack.
Colby Jack Cheese.
It's just great.
Colby Jack Cheddar.
We may or may not call him Cheese.
Berta.
Oh, man.
We're just so avoiding talking about this game.
I mean, it's not that it was a bad game, it's just that it was a bad result.
Yeah.
Okay, the series is tied 1-1. And it could go 7, because it always could in the best of 7.
To me, it felt like the first period was kind of like continuation, or at least the beginning of the first period, was kind of like a continuation of the first game, and it felt like things were going to go in a good direction, and I never felt like, oh, this is bad. And then
the second period felt like what's been pretty much the entire season, where it's been like, you could, you know, maintain something here, and they just haven't. When they're able to get the second period in control, then you know it's a 60-minute effort.
And the third period was good.
Yeah.
Just, that's what you want to see. You want to see fight. You want to...
There was a response.
Yeah. And, I mean, just horrible luck on that blue line pass that hit Lausanne's skate, I think.
Yeah, it did hit his skate, yeah.
And, yeah, you get a breakaway, and that's going to be a goal about half the time. So, yeah, not great. I mean... I would say two of the other Islanders' goals were just bad luck also. So
it just means you have to win one on the road.
And two of them were on the power play. So, you know, you can dominate a game and still lose a game by giving up a couple bad goals, bad luck goals, and giving up a couple power play goals. So
yeah, like you said, Nick, you got to win one on the road now. And... it's going to be like a similar atmosphere as, you know, when the fans in Boston were back. The Islanders are going to kind of have that crowd backing them, and that's a little nerve-wracking just because, I mean, as basically all the Bruins said, like, the fans were a huge boost to them. They were so happy to have them back, and now you got to go into the Islanders building and have that...
and silence the crowd.
And try to silence the crowd.
Well, and as so, we know, Islanders fans are not as good as Bruins
fans.
Oh,
of course, of course. At Mikey Rads. yeah, so I'm a little bit nervous about that, but they are so evenly matched that I'm totally okay with them taking one game in, I was going to say in Islanders, but in on the island.
I disagree. I don't think they're evenly matched. I think the Bruins are a much better team. Although, without Craig Smith, I'm not sure if it's that much of a difference. I just think that, like, with two good lines, the Bruins are a much better team.
I would like to see Jake DeBrusk just absolutely click with Hull and Krejci, though. Like,
he looked good sick. In the first half of the game. I don't know. I didn't really notice him in the second period. I think he looked okay at the end of the third. And
started rotating things.
Yeah. But... I mean, not a bad game from Jake. He was involved. I think bad Jake is when you just don't notice him for long periods of time during the game, and he didn't really go away.
Yeah. Yeah, still like to see... I mean, obviously, it's his first time with both of those two players on the line, but, you know, when you got Krejci and Hall as your line mates, hopefully you can capitalize on something. Obviously didn't in this game, but... I mean, if Smith's out long term, or at least long term in terms of
day,
at least in terms of playoffs long term, which could mean like three games he's out, then you want to see Jake to kind of produce with that line, or at least that line looking pretty decent. Which
yeah, and I would say Carson Kuhlman. I don't know if he looked great or anything, but he had a couple of situations where he was a factor. He was the primary assist on the Coyle goal. Sick goal, by the way. Shouts to Charlie Coyle.
Hell yeah.
That's, I remember we had Pete on the podcast, and he was saying the guy he needs to step up is Charlie Coyle. Well, there you go. Shut up, Pete Blackburn. Fucking gift boy.
Shut the fuck up, Pete.
If take another you. Win in marbles, though.
Yeah, one time.
I brought my sweatshirt, so I won't be cold.
Yeah, just make sure you get that out if the AC comes back on.
Seriously, though.
It's definitely about to.
It'll be on at like 2 in the morning. It's when you wake up and the sheets are like half off because you thrash in bed.
Mike Riley was a player I noticed a lot, and not always for the right reason, but definitely noticed him all game.
He was fucking hilarious. He was doing his thing. I love Mike Riley. Even when he's bad, he's doing funny shit on the ice, so... not mad about it. Just pulling...
what is his next contract look
pulling
like?
Pulling Semyon Varlamov out, like, entirely out of his net and just, like, undressing him completely, going around behind the net and then looking to pass. Just incredible shit.
The selflessness is just incredible.
There's just, like, no one in the net. Just tuck it in, man.
He's so selfless, he helped the opponent in that situation.
I think he was looking to get Nick Ritchie a goal and didn't realize Nick Ritchie wasn't on the ice. He's like, oh, shit. Well.
That's why the Bruins didn't win. They were just looking for Nick Ritchie the whole game because they know Nick Ritchie wins the big games.
He's bound to get a hat trick one of these nights.
How many people do you think are blaming this on Tuca?
an unhealthy amount. I don't want to talk about it.
Too many people, but then also too many people probably blaming it on Lauzon, even though like the two main goals that you might have been like, oh, that was his fault. It wasn't entirely his fault. It's just wrong place at the wrong time. And yeah, as no a young defender, to, like sometimes that happens once in a while.
No offense to Spencer, but I saw Spencer tweet that like three Bruins goals against were directly Lauzon's fault. I don't really believe that, but
I mean, part of it's like, hey, who was his defensive partner? Why weren't you in a better position to, you know, back him up when something goes it's wrong?
Connor Clifton and Drew, you want to respond to that?
So Connor Clifton, just a stellar game. Hat trick, fucking 9 points in a...
He had 93 goals in one game.
The three goals that the Bruins scored, he had 3 points on each one to make 9 points total. And he's just amazing. No one's ever done that.
So how do we really feel about the Leafs getting eliminated?
I am stoked. It is the first time I've ever rooted for Montreal to win a game.
All right, maybe you shouldn't admit that.
I hope that Montreal gets swept once again by the Jets, and the Jets are just waiting around for, like, some fucking, like...
That would be so funny.
The Jets are just waiting around for, like... What would it be then? Vegas and Colorado to wrap up?
Yeah, like that with Echo 7. The funny thing is, like, the Canadian series start, like, all of them started 5 days later than all the U.S. ones. The U.S. ones are going to pass them if Montreal does what I think they're going to do.
Which is?
Lose quickly.
You know, I was saying Colorado could go 16-0. It looks like the Jets have a clear path to 16-0.
Right now?
It would be the first time in the history of Jets
ever
that anyone's talked about them getting 16
as opposed to 0-16. Now the fun thing to mention with the Montreal Winnipeg series coming up is the Canadiens have the most wins in the postseason since the Jets became a thing again, you know, since Atlanta relocated, so 2011. Can you guess the team with the second most number of wins in Canada in the postseason? That'd be Winnipeg itself. So, the battle of the two best Canadian teams in the last decade, one of whom has not made it further than the Eastern Conference Final, and the other one has not made it further than the Western Conference Final. Because, you know, the last Canadian team in the Stanley Cup Final was...
Vancouver.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Somehow. That one. Some way.
I feel bad for Canadians, though. Like, it's their sport, and then just America just completely took it because it's capitalism. I'm not going to go over it. Because you know, the market is in America for it.
So you're saying this is a bad thing, or...
I just feel bad for...
Yeah, you know, World Juniors,
like, Canada. Like, they got teams, and it's their sport, and, like, fucking half the league is Canadian, like, player-wise.
Admittedly, I do feel a little, like, bit bad for Leafs fans in terms of being, like, they resigned themselves to accepting defeat before Game 7 began.
Well, the good news for Canada is, as the years go on and the average temperature of the world increases further, the population of North America is going to shift further north toward Canada,
mm-hmm.
and their major metro areas are going to become more populated, and some of the southern U.S. teams are going to shift north, mm-hmm. and so we're going to have, like, you know, teams up, like, way up north in
Quebec
in
Nordiques, Canada. 2037 and, Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah, so... There'll be the bigger markets will shift northern, and then everyone's going to be in Canada.
Are you saying Montreal will become a small market?
Yeah.
Stay tuned for episode 483, where we talk about how the Dallas Stars relocated to Manitoba.
They went to Saskatoon to join the Blues.
Global warming and globes of alcohol. Horror.
So anyway, Mike Riley.
That handsome devil.
I don't know if I call Mike Riley handsome, but
I'd call him a devil.
He's got Steve Buscemi face going on. So
I do love the way that Mike Riley looks, like he just got out of the packy and is gonna, you know, chain smoke some cigarettes on the way home in his truck, even though it's 19 degrees outside.
We can totally win this
game.
He's
going to ride with his windows down and smoke at least a pack on the way home from the packy.
It was 4-1.
So, side note, I just got a notification, like, how was Chili's Bar and Grill? And they asked me to, like, add a photo. And it just came up with the video I took of Chris, like, lifting his Bruin shirt and revealing Miller Lite. Should I attach it to their review page?
I don't know.
When people are, like, browsing pictures, like, oh, the outside, what's the dining like? What's the food like? And then they just see a video of Chris lifting his shirt.
I don't like it.
Chris, you can come home again.
I can crop it so your face is out of it.
I'm all set.
Okay.
That just gets even worse.
That would have been funny.
You know what would have been really funny is a Bruins win on the night that the Leafs lost.
That, okay.
But we're not going down that road again.
How much time do we have?
We're at 24 minutes.
It wasn't that miserable, okay? I said that this series would go 7. I don't want to see it go 7 because obviously I don't want to see the Bruins win. But you know, it just happens. Sometimes
we
lose
talked game one at all, have we?
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't.
So,
at all?
The best part of this series so far was a game one victory. It was before Craig Smith was injured. And yeah, mostly just that.
So I think the thing about game one for me was that in retrospect, it really looked like a beatdown.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you looked at the chances and opportunities for the best Bruins lines, yeah, they did absolutely dominate the Islanders. But also, the game was very close to being a 3-2 win or something where you could, you know, look back at it and say, yeah, maybe it was a little closer than we thought it was.
You know, if you watched Vegas and Colorado at all,
yeah,
game one, and you saw the Avs just score like 5 goals with their first line, that's kind of how it felt with the Bruins and the Islanders in game one. Minus the 5 goals from one line.
I disagree. You know. I think that performance by Colorado was one of the most dominant performances in the playoffs I've seen in a long time.
I mean, there's that. But in terms of like, okay, if you want to talk strengths and weaknesses, strengths, the Bruins have depth to their team. I'm not sure how much the Islanders can really get from Travis Zajac. Palmieri had a goal tonight, but you know, like he's starting to get things going finally after being acquired.
It flashed he had 4 goals, and I said he has 4 goals in the playoffs, and I believe Drew remarked that he got to play against Tristan Jarry, so
kind of has a lot to do with it. But
it was me.
But I look at the goaltending, and even though Semyon Varlamov tied Phil Grubauer for the league lead in shutouts with 7 in the regular season, I don't see him as being nearly as dominant in the postseason. He's yet to really prove himself in that, and I'm not taking the stance of most people, like, oh, Rask can't win the game, big games.
Well, you are.
But make it Varlamov. Varlamov can't win the games. But, you know, it's one of those things where I'm like, I'm not convinced that Varlamov is the guy that can necessarily take them there. Sorokin can certainly be that, but he's young. So you can get to him now, as opposed to maybe in a few
years. Well, the good news about the Bruins losing game 2 is that the game 3 starter is very likely going to be Semyon Varlamov, even though he had very little to do with why the Islanders won that game.
And so you can still capitalize on that. I mean, the fact that they're able to come back and tie it kind of just shows, like, no, you know how to score on this guy.
And I remarked after that, the Charlie Coyle goal, that I thought, you know, I think Ilya Sorokin might have had that one. While it was a nice move by Charlie Coyle, you'd like to see a guy maybe.
I would not like to be Bane Barry Trotz, is what I'm saying here.
Bane Barry Trotz.
I'm coming for you, Batman!
The origin story.
What lovely voice!
What if they did a prequel and they just casted Barry Trotz as Bane?
Well, we don't have an Alex Ovechkin on this team.
Let's pack it in the defensive zone.
You could really do it. Shut up, speak into a beer can. You could really do the Bane voice.
All right, so from now on, the entire episode will just be Bane.
Welcome to the Frozen Bruins podcast.
Ain't the hockey podcast. The Hockey Podcast Network podcast.
Presented by Bruins Diehard. That'd be extremely painful if we did that.
Yeah, let's stop it.
Sponsored by DraftKings and Chili's Bar and Grill.
I need more beer for this, please.
Oh, by the way, yeah, we need a new presenting sponsor, so anybody is listening to...
Yeah, if anyone has... Like, it doesn't even need to be a business. Just you want to, like... You're selling something on Facebook Marketplace? Like, should we... Well, shoot you know.
Or you just want to, like, shout out somebody for their birthday. We'll, like, at the top of the show be like, hey, it's...
Presented by Marianne's 50th birthday.
It's Jean Gabriel's birthday.
But it's, like, a monthly... Like, it's for the whole month, so every episode we have to... Wish them a happy birthday.
Like, all right, we know your birthday was 2 weeks ago, but...
Yeah, I had a friend in high school that did that 1 year. They just told me happy birthday every day.
They bought out our
top
of the show. Well,
you wish that would be the case, but I don't know where they're at these days. Kevin, if you're listening.
What do you guys think of popcorn ceilings? Because we got a popcorn ceiling right
here. Yeah, not a fan.
Really? I like popcorn ceilings.
Well, so the thing about this popcorn ceiling is that... it looks like sturdy, like you wouldn't be able to just like scrape all that shit off of there.
Well, we can find out.
It's not fully popped. There's plenty of kernels still left.
Yeah, so our ceilings in my apartment that I'm not in right now because we're recording together in a hotel room.
We're in a hotel room, by the way. Clarify that. Yeah.
They're holding me hostage.
My popcorn ceilings are the ones where like, if you try to. I don't know, we'll have, like, cables that we try to run across the ceiling. If you try to, like, hammer a nail through something in the ceiling, like, half the fucking ceiling comes down. Mm-hmm. So you gotta wear, like, glasses while you're...
Gotta avoid the asbestos.
Oh, and that's the thing about popcorn ceilings. If they were installed in, like, the 1970s, which I honestly don't know when our popcorn ceilings were installed, then they probably do have asbestos in them.
Just imagine it's, like, every elementary school ever. Pretty,
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Shouts to
the crumbling infrastructure in the United States of America.
The crumbling, kind of crispy, tastes kind of good if you put some butter and some salt on it.
Throw in the microwave real quick.
Infrastructure.
Brews and Bruins podcast, sponsored by
a very helpful
United States of America.
I'm more of a Pop Secret guy, actually, but that's fine.
Pop Secret always made me think there was something like wrong with the popcorn.
Actually, you know, it's the best
like what's
popcorn.
The secret?
Nature's promise: every kernel pops. I swear to God. Is
you swear to is, Mother Nature?
I swear to Patrice Bergeron. He is my God. Every kernel pops and stuff. That was a Bane, but. After a night of Chili's.
I thought it was Doc Emmerich.
No, that would be squibbed. It squibs itself away from the microwave.
And a shot.
I can't mention popcorn without mentioning that
I love how
we are sponsored by Skinny Pop. And eat some Skinny Pop. Yeah. Beep. What's that? 31 minutes and 32 seconds?
Yep.
All right.
Cut that out.
Cool.
Shouts to... It's been a while.
It's not cut. It's bleep.
Yeah.
You leave it in.
At least you didn't mention, like...
or whatever it was. All right, cut that. 31:53. All right.
Fuck it. Do it live.
All right. It looks like this podcast is now canceled.
And 31:52-ish. Yeah. had to get both of them in.
And now
the air conditioning's back on.
No, so in real analysis time,
it's that time of the episode?
So I'm almost out of one beer.
Oh.
What should my next choice be?
You can have the other half of this one.
I can have 10 Miller Lite because they haven't sponsored you guys yet.
I have to drive.
Yeah, you're right. Such a shame. We could get a pullout.
I have to fly back to San Diego tomorrow, so
You probably want to sleep in a bed.
I need to, like, go home, pack, then go to bed, then wake up, then go to the airport, then fly.
You know, minor details.
I could just drive you back to the airport. It's on my way.
I would like to see my parents one more time.
That's true.
He's implying Drew would kill him in a car crash.
Well, I have been trying to kidnap Chris for
also,
some time.
Also, the airport is very out of your way. You drive it through Hartford on the way back to Reading.
Oh, you're going to Hartford?
Yeah.
I assumed you were going to Logan. Okay.
No, Logan's like 2 hours away from here. Hartford's about an hour.
I guess that makes sense. Do they have flights direct to San Diego, or do you have to, like...
Nowhere has flights direct to San Diego.
That's true. They would go to LAX. Do they go direct to LAX, Hartford, or...
No.
Stop in, like...
I fly through, like, Chicago.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, so around the way.
O'Hare.
No, it's usually Midway, because I usually fly Southwest.
The other airline that goes to...
Oh, you're free to move about the country.
It's not free, let me tell you. Yeah,
I mean, if he walked, he'd
it's
because be
San Diego basically is almost entirely Southwest. So
because they're in the Southwest.
I mean, that makes sense. I don't think that's why, but
geology.
Basically, they have a whole terminal that's Southwest.
Not geology.
And,
geography. Sorry.
Geology.
I've had beers. Okay, I've had like this is my fourth one.
Wow.
I'm on six
Angry
Orchards.
To clarify, my fourth one, I've had like nothing but double IPAs today.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's really like probably my eighth.
On the Richter scale.
Yeah. Geologically speaking.
See, I knew we'd work it in somehow. It's called brainstorming.
That's what some people call it when we try to talk about hockey on a podcast.
Geology?
Brainstorming.
Oh.
Speaking of storming,
Geostorm!
I'm more of a Sharknado guy. No, but the lightning and the hurricanes.
Yeah, that's
a perfect storm for meteorologists that also happen to be hockey fans.
Oh, that was so cringe, but it was also so beautiful that
puns are my thing.
It was
okay,
great. It was beautiful.
I appreciated it.
Yeah, I appreciated it, and I was also.
Into covering your face.
Yeah. What I was doing is I was trying to hide my tears of joy.
You're feeling charge.
Oh. And the shot goes wide.
Squib it.
I think we found our new podcast mascot, and it's Bane Emmerich.
Off the pipe.
Do you think you can waffle board away, Batman? You'll never squib it like I do.
I don't want to see him squib it. Really dope.
In a Scrowman suit.
Is this a good podcast?
No, this one is going to get like 5 stars out of 5. If it doesn't, then you must be a Leafs fan that somehow stumbled upon this.
Only real Brisbane Bruins stands will get it.
The tweet that goes out with it is going to be like, don't worry, we didn't talk about game 2.
Tune into the next one. Forget this one ever happened.
No, it's just going to be like, listen to this, you'll forget about game 2.
Go to a Chili's and order approximately 3 beers, some fajitas, and then another 3 beers, and this episode will have never happened.
First you cry, then you see the dancing, and you cry again.
What was that reference?
Seinfeld.
Oh. Well, see, we're too young for that. Mm. But not like that young.
I had to show my age for a second there.
Oh, Mr. Boomer over here.
Mr. Wearing a Lord Hobo Mr. Boom Sauce over here.
I feel like he's still quoting something I've never heard. Anyway.
Drew's wearing a hat.
He's wearing a hat.
One of Lord Hobo's beers is Boom Sauce.
Okay. The other one is 617.
Fun fact, I have not read that hat all day. I just established Drew's wearing a hat, and that looks nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I, like, did my hair with gel and everything, too, and then I just, like, put a hat on while I was driving. I was like, wow. And I took it off, like, a half hour into my, like, 2-hour drive, and I was like, well, that's ruined, so.
It's gone. Yeah. I took a shower this morning. I wanted to
impress.
Look all, sick brag.
Look all nice for you guys.
He showered for us.
I showered too.
I did.
It was my day off.
I mostly showered because I wanted to. It had been a couple days since I'd showered, and I wanted to get a shower in, like.
Oh, so he's vegan.
Close, yeah, close enough, or far enough away from flying, because I always need to take a shower after I get off of an airplane.
Oh God, yeah.
So
no, I hate going to airports for that reason. Like, I get out of them and I'm like, I just feel like the entire world's been on top of me. It's like Pigpen and Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I think there are two types of psychopaths in this world, and one is the type that doesn't shower after getting off of an airplane,
yeah,
and the other is the type that doesn't shower after getting your hair cut.
Yeah, I'm getting a haircut tomorrow. I'm definitely showering between that work. Also, I think we all showered today. I think the real reason is that we were trying to pick up
impress
some girls at Chili's.
Yeah, I mean,
that was the ultimate goal of tonight.
Definitely, we all knew that there was going to be love in that Chili's.
Hey,
love,
you know, we all felt
Chili's
a higher power
tonight.
There.
Found love in a
Chili's
hopeless
place. You've got higher power.
Speaking of, I found. I was watching.
Congrats.
Top Gun today, so. She's lost. Or I think you've lost that loving feeling. You've lost that loving feeling. You guys never seen Top Gun?
Well, for the record, I just want to state that Chili's was playing ABBA earlier, and I definitely was singing along, so.
I was also just really happy that the Bruins didn't score their game-winning goal either of the times Chili's played
Nickelback.
Because while you were in the bathroom, Lancey and I were talking about how
we're just going
to
get up
and
leave.
If the Bruins score while Nickelback's playing, I think we have to just play Nickelback during the entire game next time.
That, and we were going to ditch Drew, but you know.
Yeah, if you were in the bathroom and the Bruins lost, we were just going to walk out.
No, nice. Thanks, guys.
You would have just come across the street and been like, what's the big idea? And I would have been like, well,
good thing I have a key to the hotel room.
What's the big idea? Yeah, I think you would have found us. The Chili's that we went to is literally across the street from the hotel room we're in right now.
So there's still hope.
Come meet us in the morning. No.
Yeah.
Signing autographs.
We'll be at the Chili's all week. It's the Chili's on Route 9 in Hadley, Massachusetts.
I don't know. Am I editing this episode in the hotel room, or am I like going home before I edit it?
No, we're just staying here.
We'll be here.
We
all
live
week.
Here now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Me and Nick are camping out until
the
next time.
This is the home base. That Chili's is the like headquarters. Of
that's
Bruins
the
and
Rock. The Rock is there.
upon this
David
rock.
Krejci
we'll
has
build
been to
this
that Chili's.
There's your cold open, baby.
Chili's and Miller Lite.
Time stamp it. Cut it. Paste it.
41.
Cold open.
41 minutes. Where's the notes I had for this shit I had to bleep out?
Yeah, it's kind of important.
Hope that didn't get deleted.
Nope, it didn't. 41 minutes. Cold. Right, cold.
So warm or cold?
It got chilly in the room.
It's cold because of the
AC.
How much do you think the person who chooses the art for these hotel rooms gets paid?
Hopefully, if I become that person, lots.
That one looks like the cups they used to have in like the 90s and early 2000s, where it was like the light blue.
I know what you're going for, but I don't see it.
That looks like you're.
It
looking,
looks more like marble to me.
Like you're looking at a glass that's sitting on the top of like a glass coffee table.
This.
You know, you're looking kind of diagonally up. There's like maybe a bowl that's sitting upside down right there, and then that's the glass.
I'm sure the listeners are loving
this
segment.
I think this is great.
So picture like a seagull, right? But painted Van Gogh style, right? So it's got like this the golden arches to it, but not quite, because this one is like gray. And turquoise.
Maybe it's a book.
Maybe it's teal.
Maybe it's like a really skinny book. And
the book
like,
of David Krejci.
Well, so there's water on one side, like water's painted on one side, and then the other side is just kind of gray because.
Hey, the AC went off.
Hey.
Hey.
And this looks like the Guggenheim.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, okay.
That one actually looks more like a book to me, but, you know.
Well,
maybe it's like a stained glass window.
Looks like a museum to me. And I think we can all agree that that is Tatooine.
Oh, I was going to say kind of like Jupiter, but
yeah, that's more what I was
thinking. I think it looks like Dune. Have you ever seen the film Dune?
It's Timothy Chalamet in the other room.
Yes, that movie, Dune.
He's in the bathroom right now.
We have Timothy Chalamet with us.
It's actually pronounced Chalamet.
Well, you know what? Mike Riley is joining the show now. We have Mike Riley in the bathroom.
I'm Mike Riley.
Why does Mike Riley sound like an old person, but kind of echoey?
Why does Mike Riley sound Bane. Like Doc Emmerich?
Bane is actually Mike Riley. I'm bringing pride to the number six.
Hey, speaking of the pride, Krejci wore a Boston Pride hat. Right?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And we love to see it because, you know, not only is he our Lord and Savior, David Krejci. But
upon this rock, we will.
David H. Krejci.
What's his middle name? I'm looking it up. What's David Krejci's middle name? Like, I don't have Wi-Fi in the computer. Yeah.
I don't know why you keep thinking that's an option.
It's how many times have you had Wi-Fi on your computer rather than not having Wi-Fi?
How many times have you left your house in the last year?
How many pots have you smoked?
None. I wish I brought some.
All right, well, Wikipedia does not give me a middle name for David S. Krejci, so...
Oh, it's S.
Sanderson.
No, that's all I needed. I'm just going with, like, David S. Pumpkins, but... David S. Pumpkins.
And we're part of it.
He's from Sternberg. Well, I didn't pronounce that right, because...
No, he did not.
Czech, but... Sternberg... fuck.
Keep trying. You'll get it.
He's 6 feet? He's an inch taller than me?
Yeah, he's...
I thought he was...
As if he'll be a short king.
He's a six-foot king, man.
Six-foot king. Oh, he's 188 pounds. Okay, he's a lot heavier than me.
He is a little heavier than me.
He's from the Czech Republic. Knew that.
Chechia.
External links. Biographical information?
Byrog.
The
Balrog.
Geology.
All right, let's get back into geology.
Jeremiah of geology, was a bullfrog.
Should we analyze this painting over here?
Yeah, so I think the sedimentary rock that you see in the... What's the volcanic one? It starts with an I.
Igneous.
Igneous, yeah. I didn't want to say like Ignatius because that would have been it.
No, that's a name.
Right. Thinking of nouns only tonight. But, yeah, it looks, there's many layers. It's like an ogre. It's got layers.
We can't talk about Shrek without Mikey here.
I'm calling Mikey.
Oh my gosh.
I have a Snapchat. We're trying
to call him on Snapchat.
Yeah, we're gonna try it. Should I actually?
Go for it.
All right.
I mean, anything goes at this point.
It's like almost midnight.
Okay, we're calling Cam. He's just getting out of work.
We knew we'd find a way to
We're
get
calling people until we get them to answer.
Oh, on Snapchat.
Yeah, on Snapchat.
You have Cam's phone number. You know that, right?
Yep. Oh, he answered. Hey,
you
Cam.
Fuckers.
Say hello to the Brews and Bruins podcast.
You're on the air.
You're live. Don't say anything, dumb.
Yeah. On the air, and we are sad. But you know what? We're not that sad. Here's the fucking thing, folks.
No, we're not doing analysis tonight. It's okay.
I'm going to start by just saying, Bruins fans, we may be sad after that one. That was a tough one to swallow. We had a lot of good vibes, good energy coming in after the Bruins tied it. But look, here's the deal. This is the Bruins we're talking about, the Islanders we're talking about, okay? The Bruins are going to win one in New York. It might not be the next one. The Islanders, you have a full house. I get it. They're going to be excited. Just like the Bruins were game one. They might win that next one. But Boston is not coming down 3-1, okay? So Bees are going to get one of the next two. As far as I'm concerned, it's pretty much already 2-2. And then you fucking know there's no way we're dropping 2 out of 3 when we've got two of them at home.
Cam,
so you know what?
Cam sounds like he's been at Chili's.
Kim literally calling from a car like a fucking radio call.
Yeah, he's moneymaker here.
Hey, Mike, what the fuck? Tuukka Rask let one goal slide in tonight. I don't know what you're fucking watching, but I think this Sorokin guy for the Islanders, he gave us 5 the other day, is much better. It's gonna be fine. Look, the Islanders needed some classic garbage NHL officiating on that Brandon Carlo penalty to take a 3-1 lead. Bruins still climbed back, got a bad bounce in overtime. Lazon making a pass he probably shouldn't have, but look, shitty bounce off the skate. It happens. Bruins in 6, though. We're fine, guys. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Cam.
Thank you, Cam. Love you, baby.
Have a good night, boys. Love you guys. Miss you.
Cam, I replaced you now.
I hung up right after that.
Cam, I replaced
you. He'll find out when he listens. Gonna go live with Chris in San Diego.
What time was that? I got right down the timestamp. 48.
I mean, you'll just find it when you sit through this whole thing.
I'm not listening to this whole thing. You think I've listened to entire episodes?
Nobody listens to their own work.
Do you think, listeners, do you think I listen to the entire episode as I edit it?
We don't pay Drew enough for that.
There's so much that slips through the cracks that we should edit out that is out there. So if you're trying to get us arrested, we can't. There's not anything that bad. But if you're trying to get Drew on this podcast,
you'll find ways.
If you want any of us not to be able to run for political office, all you have to do is listen to.
I already can't run for political office before this podcast, so it's okay.
Yeah, I'm not 35 yet, so.
Oh. Yeah, that's also a rule. I forgot about that. Mm. Well, that's just for prison, right?
Oh, maybe. Oh, yeah.
I think it's just for prison. It's 25 for, like,
oh, shit.
Congress.
So what you're saying is...
I still can't.
The other stuff that's going to get us. I think it's mostly that I have no political experience.
I don't think you have to have experience anymore.
I guess that's true.
You just need a message. What would your message be?
Fuck. Well, I think we're starting bad.
I feel like you have to, you know, have some sort of broad appeal, not just to people that want to swear. Like,
fuck everything right now sucks.
Yeah, what is that? Fuck everything right now sucks.
Ferns.
Feel the ferns.
Feel the ferns.
not Chili's and Millie's.
Maybe that's the cold open now. I'm writing it down as an option.
Chili's and Millie's feel the ferns.
Right, I was just gonna say like Weekend at Fernie's.
Oh man.
Feel the ferns.
Love
like never before.
Love accidentally coming up with acronyms.
I mean, that's, you know, that's how
everything right now sucks. Such a good one, too.
We're going to use that in text messages now.
Every time the Bruins get scored
you
on.
Know, I don't think you'd win. I don't think you'd win a spot in Congress.
We're going to make memes.
But this is more like the type of thing that you'd see like a high school person
making
running for
shirts.
Class president with you. Ferns. It stands for
ferns. It just has ferns on it.
Yeah.
And people think
you throw
between
people off.
Two ferns.
You get ferns, right? And then you put some succulents on there. You just confuse people.
It's fern succulents?
Fuck everything right now succulents.
It's the perfect plan.
It's our cactus business.
Oh, so God. Anyway, Bruins in 7. don't quote me unless I'm right.
I still got B's in 6.
Yeah, I got B's in 6.
B's in 6 is what I think.
That would be extremely painful for you,
Islanders.
Mikey Rads, what is your prediction?
Yeah,
if you are wrong, it is the
Mikey
end.
On the podcast and
call him on Snapchat again.
Oh, for the second half of this
episode.
Oh,
we could. Yeah, we could. We got special guest on the first half. And
I will drive to his place.
And then not unstretched in the second one.
That's perfect.
Oh my god, I'm obsessed with ferns right now.
It's too bad there's none in this hotel.
I was gonna say. He'll go back to San Diego
to the courtyard.
And have a fern garden.
Alright, we're about 53 minutes into this.
We've talked about 20 seconds of hockey and 38 minutes and counting of ferns. The rest of the time we spent talking
about doing our Bane impressions.
Other things like the Leafs, Bane, and
Leafs, Bane, and Bane, and Leaf.
You know, there's a character, I forget if it was McBane that you're supposed to hate in the Myro tradition, but first of all, I recommend that book for people. It's a great, fantastic book. But yeah, McBane, I remember that all of a sudden from somewhere. High school, of course, but somewhere.
High school, the land of the free. And the home of the dumb.
What were you going for?
Ferns. Fuck everything right now sucks.
Well, so what is that? Is it fuck, comma, everything right now sucks? Or fuck everything, comma, right now sucks?
Both. Yes.
The answer is...
Or fuck everything right now, comma, sucks.
Fuck everything right now sucks.
No, so it's fuck everything, comma, right, question mark.
Anyway, a person at Chili's told us all this.
There's so many options. Ferns. We're just calling it ferns.
I'm tweeting out ferns.
Out of context, ferns.
Are you explaining what it means?
No.
They gotta wait for the episode.
Did you do it from the podcast account?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Ferns, if you know, you know.
Alright. Did we cover everything? I think we covered
nothing. We covered nothing. This has been Brews and Bruins.
Hey, I'm hosting. This has been Brews and Bruins. Episode 51 of...
Support your local Chili's.
Season 2. Support your local Chili's.
Drink Miller.
Tip them blots. Drink a lot of Miller. Happy Ryan Spooner episode.
Spoons?
Ferns.
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 Scrap it!